Huge golf event is coming to St. Louis in late September and early October, the Ascension Charity Classic, which will have some of the top golfers that you know of and the biggest names in the sport coming to St. Louis. And joining me is Jade Delsing, 25 years on tour, grew up in North County, grew up carrying bags at Norwood Hills Country Club, which is where the event will take place. I don't know about you, but if that was me, I would take great pride in knowing that I was the guy that was carrying those bags, and now someone's carrying my bag, and I got a chance to win a championship, at least a tournament, at this place. That's a big deal.
Oh, Danny. Well, thanks so much for having me, and I'm so excited about this event. It's great to be here with you today, and golf. St. Louis is a great sports town, as we know, but it is, from what the PGA Championship showed us last year, it's starved for golf. And so for at least the next 4 years, the Ascension Charity Classic is coming to St. Louis.
So for fans that don't know about this event, in a general sense, what is this event?
So it is coming in October, October's 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and it's a PGA Tour. It used to be called the Senior PGA Tour. Now it's called the PGA Tour Champions. And it's going to be 81 of the best golfers age 50 and above, and Hall of Famers.
You're showing major your age, championship. J-Bird.
I know. Just take a look at me, man. It's all over the place. I can't hide from it. But it's going to be names like Tom Watson and Phil Mickelson is going to turn 50. Ernie Els, Fred Couples, John Daly. You name it. The who's who of the world of golf for the last 25 or 30 years, Danny's going to be here.
Could you have done this event or at least had this type of anticipation before if you didn't have what happened with what, you know, we saw with Belle Reve?
I don't think so. I've been to, oh man, multiple PGA championships, dozens of PGA championships, and the PGA of America keeps a lot of things under wraps, especially the attendance. But I know you were there, and it was a blowout.
It was incredible.
And what the city did, and how about let's just talk about it from a corporate citizenship standpoint and how St. Louis showed up there and the multiple skyboxes that were, they had such a desire for more that they were popping stuff up alongside a, you know, par four tees that weren't planning on having skyboxes there, and things that they just don't normally run into when they go to other cities.
When you talk to your counterparts in the game, and you know everybody, you know Tiger, yeah, you know Phil, you know everybody, the biggest names in the sport, what was their reaction? I'll get you know into the Ascension Charity Classic here in a moment, but what was their reaction to coming to St. Louis, playing Belle Reve, the crowds, just the entire week? What did you hear from your guys?
So first of all, they were coming in here thinking, blah. You know what I mean? They're thinking,
It's going to be hot.
It's a major championship, so that's good. They came away from this thing, Danny, going, what?
Right.
What happened? Where has this town been? Tiger commented on it almost every single day, talking about how positive the fan reactions were, how encouraging they were for everybody. You know, Danny, as a sport's grown, so has a lot of the heckling, so has a lot. You know, you just get a bunch of people there and throwing a little booze and, you know, all sorts of stuff happens.
Ask Patrick Reed.
Right.
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 And well, we could hear that here.
That could be a whole nother podcast at some other time, but for sure. And I mean, what's happened now, because golf's popularity has just exploded, you're getting a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't get any of the negative downside in St. Louis last year at all. And there is no question that had an effect on Ascension's decision to go ahead and be the title sponsor.
I'm sure there's a lot of people listening to this that have played Norwood Hills, and this will be on the West. Let's make sure there's an East and a West. The West is a championship course. It has seen PGA championship play before. Now, that's a long time ago. What will they do with this course to make it ready for these guys and to do it right?
They're not going to have to do too much because Mike Knoll's a green superintendent out there. He is probably in the top five green superintendents I've ever seen, Danny. He knows what he's doing. And the greens, as you know at Norwood, are probably the best in the state.
They're unbelievable.
Day in, day out, year in, year out. So what they're doing, you know, there's got to be a bunch of trees that are going to be needed to be taken down for some of the hospitality things. They're talking about using a couple of holes from the East course, where there's some congestion on the third tee. And I hope they don't have to do that, but if they do, I can definitely understand it. But it's nonetheless, it's going to be fantastic. And they're not going to, you know, that golf course is so underrated when it comes to difficulty, because just put a championship spin on there, put hole locations out there, put green speeds up to 12 or 13. And it's not going to be this little walk in the park like everybody thinks it is.
So this is way different so that fans understand it. It's golf, but it's way different if you had a ticket to go to Belle Reve. If you have a ticket and you go to AscensionCharityClassic.com and you buy your ticket today and you're listening to us and you're saying, I'm in. I want to be a part of it. You get your ticket. What are you getting? What's that experience going to be like?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, if it just depends on the level that you want, Danny, because, you know, you can play if you want. There are going to be multiple pro-ams over there, and we're even going to do some celebrity stuff. So get your clubs warmed up,
right,
because I know you love the game.
No, I'm going to carry your bag. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, that'll be a blast. And so there's going to be pro-ams where you're going to get to just walk up to certain people and stand next to them. There's not going to be 15 rows deep. Like there was at Belle Reve. And you're going to get to watch on the driving range. You're going to get to see these guys. There's going to be events throughout the entire week as well. It is going to be an action-packed week with lots of opportunities for you to get close, up close and personal with some of the best players in the world, over 50 years old, Hall of Famers, like I said.
Give me some of the names.
Tom Watson is going to be
awesome.
Here. We talked about I'm going to personally reach out to Phil and say, you got to come in.
Hit some bombs for us.
Hit some bombs. Drop some bombs. Show us your calf. Man.
Yeah,
let's
I want to see
calves.
The calves.
Yeah. Do a little fireside chat right over here by the pool. I was interviewing Bill DeWitt for my show, and I said, Bill, you got to play in this thing. And he's like, yeah, you know, because Bill loves the game.
He's a stick, too.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think Ernie Els is going to be. I don't know about Fred. Fred's kind of hit or miss. His back is bulky. His pockets are full of cash, and he doesn't really care too much anymore.
I get it.
You know, yeah. I get the everything except the pockets full of cash sort of thing. I get the sore back. But so you're going to have Scott McCarron. He was a classmate of mine at UCLA. Bernard Langer will be here. He is an absolute machine. And by the way, Langer is a guy 2 years ago, Danny, played in the second-to-last group at the Masters at 62 years old.
That's right.
This German is a machine. And it's great to watch him play. Then they'll be.
Well, one of the guys I wanted to ask you about, and I still find him so intriguing. And you and I have talked about this before. Now, Phil, he hits bombs.
Yep.
Tiger hits bombs.
Yep.
A lot of guys hit bombs.
Right.
But before all that, it was John Daly.
He was the original bomber.
Right.
I mean, he was.
And he's coming.
He's coming. And he was so far ahead of his time, Danny. He didn't have the off-course management skills as some of the others might. But also, you got to remember, the game wasn't big back then. I mean, Tiger coming on the scene has exploded this thing, and everybody's tries to look like him. They try to play like him. It's nothing but a power game. John Daly had that.
Yeah. He was kind of the everyman golfer. He was almost like Happy Gilmore, except not Happy Gilmore.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's right. He was, and you know what? He brought, and we've talked before, and he said, yeah, I brought the Jack Daniels crowd into playing golf.
Right.
And I'm like, right on. I personally want everybody. I don't care your color. I don't care about any of it. I want you coming in and watching the game. And John, when he transitioned from the regular tour, Danny, to the Champions Tour, he was still like the third most popular guy on the regular tour, because he's so public with his mistakes and his errors, and he's so honest. He'll be like, yeah, I think, I don't know, I had either 30 or 40 beers, and I can't remember what I did. You know, I mean, he just throws it out there, and you're like, why are you saying that? And
yes.
That's just him.
Yeah.
And you watch him play, and he's smoking a cigarette, and he'll talk to you like, hey, you know, how about that? You know,
yeah.
He might look at you and go, don't you wish you could do that? You know, or something like that. I've heard him do things like that. But he doesn't have no ego whatsoever. It's just authentic as hell.
This is Dan McLaughlin, TV voice of the Cardinals. St. Louis is one of the best sports cities in the country. We also have a tremendous history of supporting professional golf. We're excited to bring professional golf back to St. Louis with the inaugural Ascension Charity Classic, September 28th through October 4th at beautiful Norwood Hills Country Club. Legends like Ernie Els, Fred Couples, Jim Furyk, Steve Stricker, and many more will be in St. Louis. For tickets and sponsorship information, head to AscensionCharityClassic.com. That's Ascension Charity Classic. TigerClassic.com. These are still the greatest players in the world, and you touched upon this earlier. I think what makes this so cool is that you have a chance to get a ticket, go to the event, and if you're at the event, you're up close to these players. You're not far away watching them putt, hit a second shot, tee off, follow a guy that you want to follow all day. And that's what makes this really cool.
It does. And Danny, that's a great point, because the way that the major championships have been designed in the last 10 or 15 years with all of this popularity in Tiger Woods, they have pushed the spectators away, in my opinion, way too far. So you're out there going, I can't see the hole. I know he's putting. I guess if the ball disappears, I'll know that he made it. It won't be like that at Norwood. You are going to be right up in there, and you are going to get to see, and you're going to get to feel like you're a huge part of it.
How many of the local exemptions are out there? I know that you're playing in the event, but who else?
I think Jay Williamson is also part of Ascension. Has been kind enough to kind of anoint us as ambassadors.
Great.
And you know, I looked at Willie and I said, you know, we'd be doing this, you know, without their, encouragement, but they've been terrific. And so Hale Irwin, I think, is going to play. You know, and Hale doesn't play too much anymore. He's over 70 years old. But you're talking about the record holder of all records on the Champions Tour is Hale Irwin. And you know, he lived here for, 20 years?
And he ran it when it was at Boone Valley, too,
yep.
When they had that event coming through. I mean, he was the guy. I mean, they put him out there on the podium. He was out there doing all the press engagements. And, by the way, he was winning all the tournaments, too.
Right.
So to have him in town is a huge deal.
Yeah, absolutely. When this announcement came out this fall, Hale came in town, and it was I was pinching myself because I've seen all this before my entire life, but never in St. Louis. So the PGA Tour, all the PGA Tour staff was here. You know, these are guys that I've known, you know, for the last 25, 30 years. And I'm like, man, this is really going to happen. We are going to have a PGA Tour event, a Champions event in St. Louis.
What's it going to be like? I'm curious on a personal level for you. I know what it's like going down to the ballpark and doing a game at Busch Stadium, too, and going, really? I'm getting a chance to do this? I was a kid coming here, and it makes me think of my dad, and
yep.
My dad's been gone for over 2 decades, and I still get that way now at Busch Stadium 3. Like, man, I'm doing – this is what I always wanted to do. For you, having grown up at that course, can you imagine what it's going to be like putting that tee down on that first hole and letting it rip?
I've been really, really nervous before in my life, Danny, but that first tee shot there will be like nothing I've experienced before, because I'm going to know everyone. Not only the players, I'm going to know probably 90% of the people that are at the golf course. And it's just, it's going to be something like I've never experienced before. It's going to be really fun. I got to tell you, when you talk about going to the ballpark and everything, your job is just fantastic. My job, I feel the exact same way. I can't believe I get to do this.
It's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
What do you think it's going to be like, too, in town? And, you know, I think if you're from St. Louis, we take great pride in saying, man, we're an awesome sports town. Look at how we support the Cardinals. The Blues won the Stanley Cup. We got SLU playing a huge game this week, and fans will come out. But as we get closer to this, what do you think it's going to be like in terms of participation by the fans in buying the tickets, buying the sponsorships, and making sure that St. Louis is well represented?
I think it's going to be fantastic. It'll be, it'll start growing and growing as the weather, you know, we're in the middle of winter right now, and as the weather gets better and people get their clubs in their hands, they start understanding what's going on. I'm going to tell you right now, I've just because of health reasons and things, I've only played in probably 15 Champions Tour events in my 10 years since being 50, but this will be in the top 5 or 10 attended events of all time for this, for the Champions Tour. I really feel like it will.
Do you think they come away and go, why haven't we been here? Why did we stay away?
Well, hell, Danny, they left Belrive and they started talking about Ryder Cup.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it started, by the way, I know for a fact, it started that night. And the first thing that Brooks Koepka talked about was the fact that, you know, all of a sudden they were saying, well, Ryder Cup. It's like, really? That could happen? And I said, the crowds were so good in St. Louis, we don't know if we could ever turn our back on if St. Louis said, hey, Ryder Cup, another PGA championship, Is it a tour stop? Whatever they come up with. But that's what's being talked about already in this particular situation.
Oh, Danny, you're 100% right. I mean, I went up to Minneapolis and hosted with my business a group for the Ryder Cup at Hazeltine. And it was one of the coolest golf experiences ever. And I thought, well, hell, if Minneapolis can do it, we sure as hell can do it.
Absolutely.
There's no question in my mind. And we've got golf courses and things like that that are equal to Hazeltine, if not better. So that experience just gave St. Louis all sorts of golf possibilities.
When Ascension decided to plant their roots here and do this tournament, why was Norwood the right place? How did that all come about?
So there's only a few there. You'd be surprised, but there's only a few venues
in St. Louis
that they'd actually consider.
So maybe Boone, Belle Reve, Norwood.
And, you know, Belle Reve's not considered because they're going through all sorts of rentals. Well, nobody knows that better than you, right?
Yeah,
the golf courses
and
Boone is just, I don't think Boone would host anymore. You know, they had a bad experience with the PGA Tour with their Champions event out there. And so it boiled down to Meadowbrook and Norwood.
Okay.
And I don't think that Ascension would be involved if it wasn't for Norwood and North County.
Yeah, and that's something that needs to be really emphasized, is that all the proceeds are going to go right back in the community and help out those in North County. We've been hit in the gut. There's no question about it, the city of St. Louis and a lot of it there. And this is going to benefit a lot of kids, a lot of families out there.
Yeah, no question. I mean, Danny, I grew up in North County. I grew up in, and so I know all these areas. And I, you know, when the Michael Brown thing was happening 4+ years ago, and I had friends of mine on tour saying, I can't believe there's rioting. I can't believe Ferguson is such a bad spot. I'm like, what are you talking about? Look at it. It's an isolated incident. But this is a black eye to the city. You know, you got up and did, I can still remember listening to your MLS, I'll call it a speech for lack
of
a better
word. To the Board of Aldermen, yeah.
And I was like, hell yeah, I would have loved to have been standing behind you because it is crap. And I don't know why the people in our town aren't understanding it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not understanding what's being portrayed around the country, and they're not getting it.
I don't understand it either.
I just don't
get
it.
That's why I did it.
I know. I mean, I was like up off my couch. I'm like, yeah, right on, Danny. Come on. And you know, some of the stuff that happens is this craziness with the state and the MLS and turning down, pushing away the $31 million in tax benefits. And I'm like, what is happening with people?
Right.
I just don't get it. I listen. I know you were on. I saw it on Scoops with Danny Mac. I saw it. I listened to ESPN. I listened to you on a couple of different occasions because I knew you were much more intimately involved in that than I was. And I'm like, I cannot believe they're trying to pull the rug out from under this deal at the 11th hour again.
Right. And that's the thing, is that the town, here's how I always explain it. If I ever owned a team, if I had billions of dollars, so it'll never happen. However, if I did, and I wanted to get in sports, I would move to the Midwest. I would have a team that started up in the Midwest. And this is no shot at us. I grew up in South St. Louis. I grew up in the city limits. We don't have an ocean. We don't have the beach. We don't have the mountains. But what we do have is a great passion for sports. And that's part of the identity of our community. And so I feel like when you have an event like Ascension Charity Golf Classic says, hey, we want to be a part of this. We want to reinvest in your town and invest in these people. Like, we should be jumping at that. And that's what fires me up. And that's why I want to get behind this and make sure that we get the word out and get tickets sold and get people behind it, because
absolutely,
it's a great, great exposure for our town.
Yeah, Danny. So if you don't know anything about Ascension, look them up. Last year they gave away over $2 billion worth of health care to folks that couldn't afford it, that were poor, and that were in these situations where they, you know, how costly health care is and procedures are and things like that. $2 billion with a B. Why, these guys are tremendous corporate citizens, and they're not going to be making any dough off of this. They're just going to be lending their name and raising money for the city.
This is Dan McLaughlin, TV voice of the Cardinals. St. Louis is one of the best sports cities in the country. We also have a tremendous history of supporting professional golf. We're excited to bring golf back to St. Louis with the inaugural Ascension Charity Classic, September 28th through October 4th at Norwood Hills Country Club. Don't miss your chance to see PGA Tour champion legends. Proceeds will benefit St. Louis area youth, including the Urban League, Marygrove, the Boys and Girls Club, and more. For tickets and sponsorship information, head to AscensionCharityClassic.com. Do you have a favorite moment when you look back in your career at, in particular, at Norwood Hills?
Oh, man. So,
how many rounds do you think you played out there?
Oh,
500? 600?
Oh, more. 1,000? More. Danny, I started caddying there when I was 13.
That's awesome.
I played 1,000. I bet you I played 1,000 rounds. I was playing in the semifinals of the state AM there.
Yeah.
And I got a ball caught up in a tree on my I'll never forget this. I wound up losing one down, and I had to work there the tournament ended. Had to work there the next day, and one of my buddies was in the pro shop. I go, "Get in the cart. I'll show you where it is." We walk out to the tree, and I found my ball stuck up in the tree, and I'm like, "What?" I've had just golf has I can't even express to you how great a game golf is and how good it has been to me. My kids have gone to private schools, Danny. I haven't had a job my whole life, and I'm sitting here talking to you, the voice of the Cardinals, man. You know what a Cardinal junkie I am.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, too.
I text you every game. You're like, dude, I'm working. Quit doing it.
No. And I love it.
I just cannot. I'm just so lucky. That's all there is to it.
I wanted to ask you about this, and a lot of people come to the site because they know, you know, it's going to be baseball centric, but we try to branch out and do a lot of different things like this.
Yeah.
But I got to go back to baseball.
Right. Come on.
Eddie Goodell.
Yeah.
And your dad, for fans that don't know, played Major League Baseball.
He played big league ball for 10 years.
Eddie Goodell was known as the midget, now commonly referred to as little people.
Right.
And so a little person pops out of a cake. And he's all, what was he, 1/8, I think, and it's Bill DeWitt Jr.'s jersey that was the bat boy at that time. And so he plays in the game. That jersey, by the way, hangs at Ballpark Village, which is an unbelievable story in itself. They used to wear that thing. I don't know if you knew this. They used to wear that. It was like a family jersey, you know, obviously it stayed in the family. I get goosebumps thinking about this because I love baseball history. But it used to get passed around the DeWitt family for like Halloweens. So if they needed a kid, you know, that needed a costume.
1/8.
He had the 1/8 jersey of Eddie Goodell, and he's running around on Halloween. And then the explosion, I guess, of, you know, signed autographs and memorabilia. Like, wait a minute. This thing is really valuable. Little Johnny's going to have to go be a fireman or something this year. But give me that jersey and get it the hell back in our hands.
We got to clean that thing up and get the ice cream off of that or something. Yeah, for
so
sure.
It sits in Ballpark Village. Now, people are saying, oh, Dan, why are you bringing this up?
Yeah.
I bring it up because your dad played Major League Baseball, and he is a part of that story. And I'll let you tell the rest.
He is. So my dad got traded. My dad played for the 49 Yankees his rookie year. Won a World Series with the Yankees.
That's awesome.
I still have his old World Series ring. And he got traded to St. Louis because there were guys like DiMaggio. My dad was a center fielder, and DiMaggio was playing center field. And there was a guy named Art Richmond was a general manager at the Yankees at the time. And my dad tells a couple – he didn't tell many baseball stories, but I was always trying to pull stuff out of him, Danny. And he said after they won the World Series, they called him in, and he said, "Jimmy, you know, we'd like you to play for the Yankees again next year." And he goes, "Well, hell, Art, I'd love to play for the Yankees next year." And he goes, "We'll pay you $5,000. And my dad said, "Is that negotiable at all, Art?" And he said, "Yeah, take it or leave it." So my dad played for the Yankees, but he wasn't getting to play. And Art was a great guy. And he said, "Jim, I'm sure you'd rather be playing. I can send you to St. Louis. You're going to love it there." Bill Vexi, owner, and Bill DeWitt, the original Bill DeWitt, was the general manager at the time. And so my dad is playing there. It's the second game of a doubleheader. And my dad had a couple base hits against the Tigers. And he looks at the lineup card in the afternoon, and he's not in there. And the manager was Zach Taylor. And my dad said he went to Zach. And Zach said, "Delsing, go sit in the corner over there and just shut up." And I said to my dad, "What'd you do?" He goes, "I just went over in the corner and I shut up. I mean, that's what he told me to do." And none of the players had a clue, Danny. None of the players knew any about this. So the first, you know, they bring up the Eddie Goodell, and he walks on four pitches. The pitcher threw the pitches underhand. The catcher was on his knees. His strike zone was about 4 inches, you know, tall and wide, and he walked, and so my dad wound up being the pinch runner. That's how my dad got in the game.
That is unbelievable.
But the neatest thing is that the DeWitt family is so intertwined in that because, like you said, Bill DeWitt Jr., the current owner of the Cardinals, was the bat boy for the Browns all the time. And he was on the field with my dad. And, man, it was just the craziest piece of trivia.
Have you ever talked to either DeWitt about this or any of the DeWitts?
I just had Bill on my show, Bill the Third, and he talked. We talked about this for about 5 or 6 minutes, and their family is baseball everything, and he said they've talked and talked about that whole Vec era, the DeWitts couldn't be any different than Bill Vec. They said that Bill Vec had a wooden leg, Danny, and he named his wooden leg, and he used to pull his pants up sitting at fine restaurants at Anthony's and Tony's and all these places, and he'd put his cigarette ashes in the top of his legs. That was a prosthesis back then.
I've never heard that.
I also was told that Eddie Goodell had no idea about baseball, didn't know the first thing about him. They bring him in. He watches one game with Bill Vec and says, I can hit this thing. And Bill Vec said he had a rifle in his owner's box. He said, the bat moves off your shoulder, I'll shoot you dead. I will shoot you dead. So there's a lot of fun stories I've heard. Bill Vec had a name for his leg, like Marianne or something
right.
like that. And he'd say, that was the era back then, Danny, where it was just
That's
easy
incredible.
And fun. And I could talk about this stuff forever.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I bet. Did people, because then it happened and it kind of, not to say that it went away, but it wasn't always like, commonplace. But then the Cardinals opened up the Hall of Fame Museum and that jersey is prominently displayed. And the stories like this are behind it. Did your dad talk much about that?
He was almost kind of embarrassed about it, Danny, honestly. He was, I guess, more of a purist. I guess most of them were back then. And, baseball was funny back then, Danny, because my dad grew up on a farm in Wisconsin and finished high school at night. Never went to college. All he wanted to do was get off the farm. So he started in D class.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a shortstop. He wound up as a center fielder. And these guys made so little money, Danny. I'm the fourth of five. My dad had a job in the winter, when he played ball.
Different time, different era.
I don't think.
No, Matt Carpenter doesn't have a
job. He's not looking to do it. He's like, he's come over and help you with your cable over there.
No. Yeah, that's not happening.
No, it's not happening now.
What are you doing for fans that don't know? You've got a show on 101 ESPN. You're doing golf. You've got jdelsing.com, I believe. Golf.com. What is it?
jdelsinggolf.com.
That's what I thought. Yep. But you're doing trips. You're doing private lessons. I've seen you with kids. I mean, you love the sport. You gravitated, I guess, towards golf.
I did. Danny? We didn't have all of the select. My kids play select volleyball, and yours do all the other sports. We had church league baseball.
Yeah.
If I had select baseball, I would have never picked up a golf club ever. But, I mean, we played 6 games and a couple of playoff games, and then our summer was over, and I'm like, I got to have something else to do. And, we grew up in North County, didn't have a lot of money, so I had my clubs on my shoulder, my bike, riding down to North Shore Country Club, which is a pretty half-ass soybean field now.
Right.
And, I'd walk, 54 holes a day down there with my mom's clubs, just chasing this ball all over the place.
It's great.
Yeah, and, it's just been a great life for me. I feel so fortunate.
If people go to your website, what would they find there?
Yeah, so there's a little bit of everything. I helped found the first tee here 13, 14 years ago, and they're still – I'm not involved with them anymore, but they're still doing great stuff for kids. I just really want to grow the game. And so they'll find stuff about speaking engagements. They'll talk about the radio show, Golf with Jay Delsing on ESPN, 101 ESPN. Thank you for letting me give that gratuitous plug there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hospitality entertainment business, so I take and you and I are going to jump into this together with some Cardinal fans and try to tie in maybe a really cool golf experience and then some Cardinal baseball the night on the road somewhere. I think that would be so fantastic.
Now, will you carry my bag or I have to carry yours?
I'll carry yours, no problem.
You've seen me swing the golf club.
I know.
It's not good.
You're a good athlete.
No, it's not pretty.
It doesn't have to
not
be pretty.
Pretty
doesn't matter. We're talking about a score, man.
Just get it to the hole.
And put a score in the box and let's go on. Plus, you're fun to be with, so who cares?
Who's your favorite guy to watch now? If somebody said, because I think guys get immune to, like people ask me about baseball and I'm like, well, I'm kind of there seven months every night, so I see these guys every night. But there's certain guys I'd say I'd pay big money to go sit my butt down and watch him pitch or hit or field or whatever. Ozzy was my favorite growing up.
Yep.
Arenado, I could pay to watch. And who
play
knows,
defense.
Maybe
that
we'll
man
more
can
than,
plays. He can pick it.
He's awesome.
Base. Unbelievable.
Mike Trout, having seen him a little bit, it's just like, wow, there's a different level. I'm trying to think. When Jose or Martinez would pitch, Pedro, stop and watch and go, wow. I used to watch him warm up in Shea Stadium, and the place was, I get goosebumps thinking about it, but the place would be electric.
Yeah.
And they'd all be down near the bullpen waiting for him just to walk out of the dugout, go warm up. Place is going wild. He was electric. There was an electricity, a buzz to it.
Right.
Is there a golfer now, and I guess Tiger would be maybe somebody, but is there somebody that you watch and you go, man, I would stop and watch that guy play all through it, walk with him, watch it.
Yep, Tiger's definitely one. When Tiger came on the scene, Danny, you got to remember, amateurs are able to play in tour events all the time. Tiger played in the LA Open all the time, never made a cut in any pro event as an amateur. Phil Mickelson came along, I don't know, it was probably like my second or third year on tour. He was a junior at Arizona State. We're playing in the Tucson Open. He comes down and wins the tournament as an amateur.
Right.
I mean, so
I remember that.
You're talking about guys like Mickelson and Tiger, and you know who else I just love watching swing is McIlroy.
Yeah.
He's a little bitty guy. He's only about 5'8", but, man, he's so powerful and so efficient. You know, when I swing, I got stuff moving in every direction at the same time, and my ball very seldom goes where I'm aiming. But
this is Dan McLaughlin, TV voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. Our town is one of the best sports cities in the country. There's also a tremendous history of supporting professional golf. September 28th through October 4th at Norwood Hills, it's the inaugural Ascension Charity Classic. PGA Tour champion legends like Ernie Els, Fred Couples, Jim Furyk, Steve Stricker, and many more will be in St. Louis. All proceeds will benefit St. Louis area youth and charities in North St. Louis County. For tickets and sponsorship information, head to AscensionCharityClassic.com.
When these guys are hot, it is ridiculous.
What about JT?
Unbelievable. So I was with Fox doing the U.S. Open at Erin Hills, and I was two groups behind him when he shot the 62.
Yeah.
That's why all-time championship record. Danny, I'm standing at the 295-yard sprinkler. 10 minutes, 15 minutes before he hits his three wood from there onto the green and holds the putt for eagle. And I'm like,
incredible.
I said a lot of things.
Yeah.
They weren't all that nice, but I'm like, that's when it was just the biggest slap in the face going, dude, this game is so far past where, you know, cause as a competitor, you think, man, I could still get it. Nah,
no,
not even close.
All right.
And those guys are so good, so powerful. And you know what, Danny? Great human beings.
Yes.
We got between McIlroy and Jason Day, Ricky Fowler, Justin Thomas, and Jordan Spieth. Great human beings and good golfers.
Ascension Charity Golf Classic. Again, just sum it up. What's a fan going to get? And we'll wrap it up with this.
If anything that you want to come watch the guys hit balls on the range, you want to watch them work out in the bunker, you are going to have access to every aspect of the game that you're looking for. If you want, I mean, you're going to even be able to ask them questions. It's not going to be like Belrive in the terms of crowd and how far away from the people. You are going to get up close and personal, and you're going to take away whatever you're looking for.
You're the best, my man. Thanks.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Jay Delsing on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.